Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The CDC announced Thursday that it will convene an emergency meeting of its advisors on June 18th to discuss rare but higher than expected reports of heart inflammation following doses of the Pfizer and Moderna COVID-19 vaccines. Two reputed MS-13 gang members were sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole Thursday in connection with the brutal 2019 murder north of Baltimore, Maryland. Hugo Chavez and Jonathan Hernandez were found guilty this week of first-degree premeditated murder and conspiracy in the July 31st stabbing death of 21-year-old Daniel Alvarado Cuellar. The Biden administration late on Thursday restored a $929 million grant for California's high-speed rail that former President Trump revoked in 2019. The parties, which also include the California High-Speed Rail Authority and the U.S. Transportation Department, agreed to restore the grant within 3 days. USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Let's get an update on the shooting at a grocery store in Florida this week. Wendy King from the Pacific Northwest USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office said the shooting took place inside a public supermarket in Royal Palm Beach, which is just west of Palm Beach. The Sheriff's Office said they found a gun near the body of a man who they believed died of a self-inflicted wound. Sheriff's spokeswoman Terry Barber said the agency believes the deceased woman was shopping with her grandson when they were fatally shot. It's unclear what their relationship to the gunman may be. Public spokeswoman Maria Boos issued a statement saying the company couldn't confirm any details from the incident since it involved an active police investigation. She said, "Our thoughts are with those who are impacted by this tragedy. We are cooperating with the local law enforcement." From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Thanks for listening and being a part of the family. We do appreciate it. We are USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
This day in history. Flash, 1944. 5 days after the D-Day landing, the 5 Allied landing groups, made up of some 330,000 troops, link up in Normandy to form a single solid front across northwestern France. It was the beginning of the end for Nazi Germany. Flash, 1967. The 6-day war between Israel and its Arab neighbors ends with the United Nations brokered ceasefire. The outnumbered Israeli defense forces achieved a swift victory in the brief war. Flash, 1776. The Continental Congress selects Thomas Jefferson of Virginia, John Adams of Massachusetts, Benjamin Franklin of Pennsylvania, Roger Sherman of Connecticut, and Robert R. Livingston of New York to draft a Declaration of Independence. Flash, 1979.
Nobody's ever seen him be a bully or do one mean, petty, cheap act. His rugged but open tenderness captures every man, woman, and child who talks to him. His courage in the face of potential disaster exceeds that of any hero he's ever portrayed. I think a crusty, leather-faced old news vendor put it best when he yelled, "Duke Wayne loses stomach, but not his guts." It's all very simple. To the residents of Hollywood, Duke Wayne is ours. We know him, we love him, and we're praying he'll be around for many more years. In Hollywood, this is Tony Holt.
John Wayne, an iconic American film actor famous for starring in countless westerns, dies at the age of 72 after battling cancer for more than a decade. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. The VA is working closely with the Center for Disease Control and Prevention and with other federal partners to provide COVID-19 vaccines as quickly and safely as they can. The VA knows that you have lots of questions and information is changing so fast, so please check back to the VA.gov website for updates, and they will continue to update the website on a regular basis to give you the latest information. If you find yourself not enrolled in the VA, but you need a COVID-19 vaccine, then go to the VA.gov and locate the nearest VA facility to you so you can reach out and find out how you can schedule your vaccine shots. If you happen to be not only a veteran, but a spouse of a veteran or caregiver or a CHAMP VA recipient, the VA will contact you and let you know when your vaccine shot will be ready. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. This is Dan Perkins, and thanks for listening.
Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
We're back with the America 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Dr. Michael Bussler is with us right now, public policy analyst, economics expert, and a professor of finance at Stockton University in New Jersey. Michael, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well, Bill. Thanks for having me. As you know, it's always my pleasure to be here.
Well, great to have you here. I wanted to ask you, what is going on with blue states driving people to flee to Florida, Texas, Arizona, and more?
Yeah, so where that's happening, there's five states where that's really happening: New Jersey, New York, Illinois, California, and Connecticut. So what do those five states share in common is that they have extremely high tax rates for both personal, that is individuals, and for businesses. And people are starting to realize that, you know, look, I live in California, for instance. I'm very successful. I'm doing very well. The federal tax rate is 37% on my marginal income, and California adds 13% on top of that. That's 50% of my income, in addition to other taxes I'll pay when I, like sales tax, when I buy things, and property taxes where I live.
Or when you put gas in your tank, especially.
Exactly, especially in California.
Yes.
So I'm looking around, someone saying, he says, you know, over half of my income is going to the government. I mean, look, I love living in California. I mean, it's the weather is perfect. There's opportunity out here. But, you know, my company's having me work remotely, and the virus, and it looks like even going back, we're going to continue to do working a lot remotely. And even if that's not the case, some of these other states are growing rapidly, and there's plenty of opportunity, and the tax rates are much lower. So, look, people in California say, look, I'm going to take a look at Texas. I'm going to move to Texas. They have a very nice climate, a little hotter in the summer than I'd like it to be, but they have a pretty good climate, and there's no personal income tax. I just gave myself a $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 a year raise just by moving out of California. So these five states in particular, where the governors are not fiscally responsible, they tend to spend money on all kinds of things they shouldn't spend money on. And, of course, the government doesn't have the money. The only place they get it is from taxing people. So when they're spending that kind of money, the taxes are going to have to go up. And people are saying, look, I love living here. My family's here. I've been here for years. It's just too expensive to be there.
Exactly.
So people are moving to those states, and Texas, and even Arizona, and Florida, South Carolina. Those states are very attractive to people, primarily because the governors are fiscally responsible and they're low tax rate states.
Yes, versus the fiscally irresponsible states, they're chasing businesses and people out. And I will say this about California. You know, they're trying to pass a law that if you move your business out, they want to claim some sort of, you know, 10-year residual. And even if you do leave, we filed our final papers and saying, okay, we're closing down the corporation, and here's our final tax returns. And they said, no, you're not gone until we say you're gone. And they didn't contact us until 3 years after. So now you had this accumulated tax alleged and interest, and we're going, hey, look. Look at the we already told you, we filed the last our final papers with you, and we disbanded the business, and we're in Florida now. That business is no longer viable. It's not even there. And, so they will hunt you until they don't want to hunt you anymore. So, this is amazing to me.
Yeah,
how California operates.
I'm not even sure that's legal. Somebody, I think, is going to eventually challenge that. They can tax you on income you earned in the state while you're in the state. If you're not in the state anymore, they can't tax you on that income. So I think someone is going to eventually take that to court and
yes.
have a feeling.
But meanwhile, like I say, if you do leave and if you haven't dotted all the I's and crossed the T's, I mean, just to say that, hey, this is your final report, because they said, oh, yeah, we got it. It says, yeah, your final deal, everything else. It says, but you didn't file it with the Secretary of State, because they are the ones that, control, corporations. And so as we look at it, though you've told us that everything is closed, it's not closed because the Secretary of State didn't get her paperwork.
Yeah, I imagine California would try to do something like that, look for some kind of a technicality where they can claim they still have a right to income that you didn't earn.
Exactly. Well, of course, and that corporation is gone. I mean, it's been vapored, so it's non-existent. So you're going after an entity that essentially is dead. So,
exactly.
but meanwhile, they'll just waste taxpayers' funds and money, trying to pursue this kind of thing. But that's what they're doing in their desperate reasoning. But California's had this disease for a long time. I mean, state officials have said forever, just like you said, people will pay the premium to live in California because of the weather and the lifestyle for the most part. But, it's been deteriorating over the decades to such a degree that people can't get out of Dodge fast enough. I mean, the number one U-Haul line of business for one-way trips out of California, is California. That's the number one state.
Yeah. The people want to live there, and they're willing to pay a premium. But the question is, how much of a premium are you willing to pay? And they keep pushing that premium up till the point where people say, look, it just isn't worth it for me anymore. These governors have got to learn to be more fiscally responsible and learn to work for the needs of their citizens rather than worrying about the needs of if somebody else is coming into the state. Look at California. Any illegal immigrant comes into the state, they get health care, they get welfare. And that's money that has to be spent. Of course, the government doesn't have the money. They have to take it from the taxpayers. So people see their taxes going up, and it's being their money's being used to give someone who shouldn't be in the country in the first place services, and they have to pay for their services. It just isn't worth it anymore for people, and they're looking for states where you can feel more freedom. Look, if we look at the big picture here, and if you look at what really made America great, I mean, look, we went from the birth of a nation to the largest, most prosperous economy in the world in about 150 years. You had other countries that were hundreds, even thousands of years older. I believe there were four basic principles that allowed that to happen. And as long as you follow those principles, the state will flourish. What were they? One, we encouraged individual freedom. So if you didn't, as long as you didn't interfere with anybody else's rights, you can pretty much do what you wanted. Two, we encouraged individual responsibility. As long as you were physically and mentally able, you took care of yourself. Mm-hmm. Thirdly, low rates of taxation. So when you earn something, you got to keep most of it. And fourthly, a limited role for government. Government got out of the way. So individual freedom, individual responsibility, low rates of taxation, and a limited role for government made the country great. And states that adhere to those principles will attract large populations. States like those five we mentioned that take away individual freedom because they want the government to run everything, take away individual responsibility because the government will take care of you, they have to have high rates of taxation to pay for this, and a larger role for government. That's exactly opposite to the four principles that people really seek. So as long as those things keep doing that, people are going to run to Texas, California, Texas, Florida, et cetera.
And the tension on those four basic principles, Michael, has been exponential as a result of this COVID era that we've been living in.
Absolutely. But I think people are craving that. Even on a national level, everything President Biden is doing is opposite of those four principles. He wants the government to control the healthcare market. He's looking to control the higher education market. So that's going to limit individual freedom because the government can
control the market. I'll tell you what, Michael, we got to go to a quick break. Let's pick it up from there when we come back. More from Michael Busler after this.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
Fresh and independent. right, we are 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. Dr. Michael Busler continues with us. He is the public policy analyst, economics professor, and he's breaking it all down. Michael, I wanted you to pick up where we left off in that first segment.
Yeah, so what I was saying was what Biden has been doing is exactly opposite to those four principles. He wants to control markets, which will limit individual freedom. He wants to have the government take care of people instead of them taking care of themselves, which reduces individual responsibility. In order to pay for this, he's going to have to raise taxes on everybody. The idea he wants to raise them on only people making over 400,000. There's just not enough of those people to be able to pay for nearly as much as Biden wants to pay for. So you're going to have high rates of taxation, and now you have the government involved in everything. So you have a larger role for government. So it's exactly opposite what Biden is proposing and has already put into effect is exactly opposite to those four principles. It's for that reason that I'm so fearful of what's going to happen to the economy. I'm very optimistic on economic growth. This quarter, probably we're growing at about an 8% rate or better. We had 6.4 in the first quarter, so growth looks good. I think it'll be good the rest of the year as long as people are willing to come back to work. But going forward, with all of this government spending and all this big increase in the money supply and all with President Biden's war on fossil fuels driving up energy costs, I'm afraid we're going to see very high inflation before the end of the year. Already this year, January, February, March, April, inflation is running in those 4 months about a 6% annual rate. The CPI, Consumer Price Index, for the month of May is due out next week. I think you're looking at an even bigger number than you had in April. His advisors think that will subside once the economy fully reopens. I don't agree with that, and I'm afraid we're going to run into a big inflation problem, and then the Federal Reserve is going to have to take some action, and it's not going to turn out to be good.
Michael, how and why are they avoiding the obvious equations in all this? I mean, we know that when these four basic principles are in play, experientially, I mean, this isn't theoretical, but it just seems that the Democrats love the theoretical for the practical. I mean, they keep coming these ideas. I mean, we went with 8 years of Barack Obama's, you know, theoretical ideas that nothing worked. I mean, looking back, I mean, the guy was an absolute disaster. And as if that's not enough, it's like, okay, let's get Joe Biden. So now we get, you know, Barack Obama 2.0. Really? Are you kidding me? I mean,
the difference is, what are the goals of the policy? Under the last administration, the Trump administration, the goals were to get everybody an opportunity, get everybody to work, try to grow the economy. Let's keep tax rates low so when somebody earns something, they get to keep it. And it worked perfectly. Before the virus hit, we had probably the best, depending on how you judge the economy, but probably the best economy we've had in decades, maybe ever. The unemployment rate was down to 3.5%. Aside from World War II, that's as low as we've ever had it. And for lower income workers and minorities, it was down even less than that. So if you follow those principles and give people opportunity and encourage freedom, you'll find out that not only will we do better, but people will be much more happy. They'll have a sense of self-esteem that they earn something rather than have the government give them. And I think you'll find a lot of these social problems with crime and drug use and things, once those policies would be implemented and the economy would continue to grow and provide opportunity, a lot of those social problems, I think, would be diminished also.
Well, there's some ideas that are, you know, that are out there that are self-inflicted wounds. I mean, defunding police. I mean, this is ridiculous. We have compromised a law and order on the streets, crime rate going through the roof. Some of these things are just, you know, they're just seemingly intentional by progressives that you wonder, well, what is it that you're trying to do here if not just blow up the infrastructure? And I'm not talking about the power grid. I'm just talking about the basic infrastructure and integrity of the American dream. And they seem to be satisfied. So they're on a course of an expected and projected outcome that is antithetical to our U.S. Constitution, the way I look at it, Michael.
Yeah, I don't know what some of these people are thinking with what they're trying to come up with, but you're right. I think primarily they have a different goal. Rather than growing the economy, their goals are to cure real or perceived social injustices. It's injustice that everybody doesn't have health care. It's an injustice that some people make so much more money than other people. So they view those things as social injustices, and the goal of government, they feel, is to cure those social injustices. And they do it by taking income away from people that earned it and give it to people who, for whatever reason, have not been able to earn it. They think that's being successful, even if the overall economy suffers a little bit for that.
But it's all about power at the end of the day, Michael. It's their power. They feel they're entitled to it, and they're gonna hold on to it whichever way they can. So if they bifurcate us and have us divided in each other's throats and it keeps them in power, hey, look at the end of the day, you know, mission accomplished on their part. They could care less if America's happy or unhappy. All they care about is who's in power. And if they're in power, they're happy. If they're not in power, then, okay, give us another Republican president and we'll just impeach him too.
Yeah. And this idea of being in power and controlling people's lives, they feel is a good thing, that they know what's best for people rather than people knowing what's best for themselves. So they'll do whatever they have to remain in power. They're trying to get this election new election law passed. Doesn't look like it's going to go through, but they're trying to get something passed that would essentially keep them in power for perhaps years and years to come.
Yeah, they can't bear to debate or reason with people. They want to force people. That's why I'm concerned, and you as an economics professor, Michael, I'm concerned that with all these, the spending that's going on and another $6 trillion being proposed, the Democrats on a national level are going to do the same thing in California, and that is they are going to lock us down with such debt, and they're going to lock down all these different escape routes or maybe, options that we would have because we were financially secure. They're going to limit down the road management being able to do something to get us out of a financial crisis because we're going to be locked down with these commitments that have been made. Thank you very much, Democratic Party.
Exactly. And the debt problem is huge. There are a number of states where it's very big, but the federal government is now in debt a total of about $30 trillion. Now, is that a problem, they might say? Most economists would say if the debt is less than 1 year's GDP, it's controllable. More than 1 year's GDP, it's a problem. GDP is about 21.5 rather trillion this year, so you're nearly 50% above GDP. So what's the problem with that? Well, there are two problems. One, you have to pay interest on that every year. And even though interest rates are rock bottom, it's still going to cost about $400 billion this year. That's 10% of the government's non-COVID spending this year just to pay the interest. Worse yet, long term, with the federal government pulling that much money out of the bond market, it may create a capital shortage, which means business won't be able to acquire capital to expand. And if they can't get capital to expand and the government keeps pumping up demand in the economy through deficit spending, the only way to business can respond to that high demand if they can't expand is to raise prices.
Exactly.
So you end up with an inflation problem. And if you can't expand, you end up with a stagnation problem. We had this in the late 70s, stagflation, high inflation, a stagnant economy, eventually pushed unemployment up. And to fix it is very painful. To fix it going forward, and I'm afraid we're heading in that direction now.
That sums it up. Dr. Michael Vossler, public policy analyst, economics professor, breaking it all down for us. Thank you, Michael. Take care.
Thanks, Bill. My pleasure.
Do you
have high blood pressure or diabetes? Are you over the age of 65 and covered by Medicare? Then pay close attention to this message. Medicare has introduced some new benefits to help consumers during these cautious COVID-19 times. They realize many of you don't want to leave your home to visit a doctor. So now you can get a remote patient monitoring device shipped to your home at little or no cost to you. Now your doctor can identify your problems in real time, which could potentially save your life. Victory Medical can easily ship this monitoring device directly to your home at little or no cost to you. If you have high blood pressure or diabetes and you're covered by Medicare, make this free call right now to see if you qualify for a new remote patient monitoring device. Call now.
800-282-5112. 800-282-5112. 800-282-5112. That's 800-282-5112.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The CDC announced Thursday that it will convene an emergency meeting of its advisors on June 18th to discuss rare but higher than expected reports of heart inflammation following doses of the Pfizer and Moderna COVID-19 vaccines. Two reputed MS-13 gang members were sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole Thursday in connection with the brutal 2019 murder north of Baltimore, Maryland. Hugo Chavez and Jonathan Hernandez were found guilty this week of first-degree premeditated murder and conspiracy in the July 31st stabbing death of 21-year-old Daniel Alvarado Cuellar. The Biden administration late on Thursday restored a $929 million grant for California's high-speed rail that former President Trump revoked in 2019. The parties, which also include the California High-Speed Rail Authority and the U.S. Transportation Department, agreed to restore the grant within 3 days. USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
One of the main objectives, in addition to pursuing the truth no matter where it leads, is to encourage all of us to get activated. And I can understand sometimes you want to jump into the deep end of the pool, but you quite haven't done your homework yet to be at the deep end, and that's where people end up burning themselves out. God forbid they would drown, so to speak, in all the political mishmash that can happen at the federal level. But there is so much to understand about the local level, and what we're seeing more and more from these local activists across the country, they're quite effective. I mean, we had a situation in Texas, I believe, where a school district was out of hand. They were forcing critical race theory and, you know, trying to hide and be deceptive about the curriculum that was being thrust upon these students in this Texas community. And the parents said, hell no. You know, we're going after it. It ain't going to happen. And so what they did was they voted them all out, and they took control of their school district once again and bringing it back in line. So we're hearing more and more activity like this where the national level has failed us. The local level can be quite effective. Now, our next guest, Michelle Mixa, is a former teacher herself. She's a homeschooling mom, and she decided, she's going to wade seriously into the local political issues and not just complain about the problem, but to do something about it. Michelle, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you so much, Bill. It's great to be here with you.
Well, congratulations on your efforts, because this is living proof that local activism works. It can be most effective when you got the Muskegon County Commissioners to pass a resolution to ban vaccine passports. Up until your pressure and those with you that put the pressure on county commissioners, they were seriously considering vaccine passports, weren't they?
Well, the talk in the state of Michigan is definitely going in that direction. Our governor has not come out and said that she's going to endorse them, but everything that she's putting into place with the mandates certainly indicates that that's a direction that Michigan could go. And I was very concerned about the language that she was using and what I was hearing around in our state news. And I had been writing my representatives, my state senator and my state representative, and you know, I wasn't very happy with their responses. Mostly the responses were very general and not specific to my concerns. And so I knew that I needed to go more local, where my voice would be louder.
Right. Well, and that's what they do. And I'll tell you, the Democrats, you got to hand it to them. They're very effective in wordsmithing. And how to kind of give themselves a bailout exit, so to speak, or some way in which they can say, well, yeah, we did say this. Remember, in this word here, you know, we were quite clear and quite transparent, when they don't know anything about transparent. They're more opaque than transparent, aren't they?
I totally agree. Here in Michigan, we're already seeing the vaccine passport without a passport, with our mandate saying that the unvaccinated need to mask, the vaccinated don't need to mask. Our student athletes, if they're vaccinated, they don't have to go through weekly testing. Those that are unvaccinated do. It's the passport without the passport that's already in place. And this discrimination and segregation in society needs to end.
Exactly. That's amazing that they're already doing that at this end. And of course, now there's the latest news reports is that we're starting to have younger people, getting COVID and being hospitalized. I haven't seen exact numbers, but again, they're careful about the wordsmithing and how they put it out there. They lead you to believe that there's quite an insurgence of teenagers now contracting COVID. Is that your experience there where you're at?
I'm not sure about the teenage rates of contracting COVID, at least to the point of being in or hospitalized. I do know that all of the quarantining is just delaying people getting COVID. Mm-hmm. And so now that we're starting to open up, it's spreading again.
Yeah. Well, the thing also, which has been underestimated and non-reported for the most part, are people who have contracted COVID. And even the scientists are saying, if you've contracted COVID, you're better than being vaccinated, aren't you?
Sure. Natural immunity is far superior to vaccine-induced immunity. And, you know, this vaccine, I am all for medical choice. I want that to be very clear. Mm-hmm. This vaccine is not for my family, but I believe that we all need to make our own informed decisions. We also need to be aware that the vaccine that's currently being rolled out is an experimental vaccine, and there is no science or data to prove that it stops the spread of COVID. Mm-hmm. So special privileges going to people who are vaccinated is really scientifically unfounded, because there's no proof or data when these studies don't end until 2023 mm-hmm. that groups of vaccinated people are safer than groups of unvaccinated people.
Michelle, people are quite shocked when I remind them that this is not approved by the FDA. And they,
right.
Well, how can that be? Well, that's a part of Operation Warp Speed. And the condition, in order to do this, they had to circumvent the natural course of approvals. And they part of that involves the FDA. And as you say, they're really not going to put their seal of approval on this until all the evidence is in. And until then, we're basically lab rats in their hands, aren't we?
We are absolutely guinea pigs. This is the largest experiment on human society with vaccines ever rolled out. And I think people, if the information is out there, if you want to even do a slight amount of research, the information is out there that it's experimental. Data is not in. I've called the health department several times just to make sure I understand the status of this vaccine and the data that's been in. And they say that we are just functioning under the assumption that this vaccine stops the spread or at least slows it significantly, but that we do not know if that's the case. And so special privileges going to people who are vaccinated does not make any sense at all in our society, not to mention vaccine passports do not take into consideration the nearly 1 million people in Michigan who have contracted COVID and recovered and are therefore naturally immune.
Exactly.
For some reason, those of us, and I actually, my family did contract COVID and we recovered. Mm-hmm. We aren't considered part of herd immunity right now. I keep saying the world is upside down.
No, it really is. It's on its head. But, you know, Michelle, for those of us of faith that read the Bible, we knew that these days would happen. The Bible's clear that there will be those days when that which is good is called evil, evil good. And this is where we're at. And that's an upside down world. And what is it going to take for people to right this up? And the thing is politics downstream of culture is it tells you that the disease is in the culture itself. So the culture itself has to revive and renew and reform itself. If it doesn't, heaven help us, because where we're headed with all our liberties being subordinated to the state in the way that they have been, all in the name of COVID. Boy, I'll tell you, this could be a real scary America around the corner.
It is a scary America right now, in my opinion. But I'll give a little dose of optimism to you, because I cannot believe the people who are uprising and working hard at the grassroots level here in Michigan. I am meeting so many people that want to push this evil back. I've worked with PeoplesRights.org and MichiganForVaccineChoice.org, and we banded together and put pressure on our county commissioners and passed this resolution to ban the vaccine passport. I'm seeing parental groups coming together and protesting school boards. We are working together, and I cannot believe the number of liberty-loving people from honestly both sides of the aisle, because the medical freedom movement is very diverse in political views, standing up and fighting back. And every single day that I talk to a patriot, I just get a dose of optimism. I believe that if the small, everyday average Joe like me, I'm a homeschooling mom.
Yes.
If we stand up and do something, get connected and do something, we can push this evil back. I believe it strongly.
You know, and it is encouraging to hear you speak, because it reinforces what I've seen in other local communities, is that this happens with some rapidity. I mean, it's not like we have to wait 4 years down the road. At a local level, where the rubber meets the road, as they say, you can affect change quite quickly, can't you?
Absolutely. I think from the day that I...
I'll tell you what, Michelle, I'm going to pause for just a minute. We'll pick it up exactly right there. Okay, more for Michelle after this.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. Again, that's 800-399-3706.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We are
offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, we're talking with Michelle Mixa, former school teacher turned homeschooling mom. If I might, for just a minute here, this past weekend we had a memorial for a member of our family, for us directly, a bit extended. Happens to be the brother of my step-granddaughter in California. And you may have heard, Michelle, of the news of the six-year-old a boy that was killed in a road rage shooting incident in Southern California. It's been amazing how, you know, Americans across the country, and I would say even people around the world who have donated in this fundraising effort to support the family, it's just been so wonderful. And this has been, you know, quite an ordeal, and they've been looking for the people, and it's being reported now that they've arrested two people that were involved in this incident. We don't know which one, if it was the driver or the passenger, but it was a boyfriend and girlfriend out of Costa Mesa, California, and one of them fired a shot through the trunk of the car that went through the back seat and into the stomach of this six-year-old boy, Aiden. And it looks like they finally have made an arrest, and they've got the people that have perpetrated this. So if you hear my voice a little mixed, you know, this is, you know, it's good news for the family, because they had the funeral for Aiden this past Saturday, and then they will be, you know, they'll have the cemetery, and the finalization of the funeral will take place later on today. So this is good news for the family, and I think for those in the area who are wondering, you know, how can I drive the streets, because my daughter is in from Hawaii with two of our grandchildren and her husband, and they're nervous, you know, because there's a lot of activity, because her father-in-law is in the hospital, and they have to travel that freeway, and they're nervous traveling that freeway, and that freeway's already had increased incidences of people shooting paintballs and BB guns and pellets and everything on the road. I mean, it's just, like you said, it's an upside-down world, Michelle. And this is all a manifestation of this lawlessness and craziness that's going on right now.
Sorry. My heart goes out to the family.
Yeah. And, you know, it's like a dear friend of mine said, you never get over it. You just get through it. And that's what we're praying by the grace of God that, you know, that his mom and dad and our, you know, our granddaughter and the rest of the family is able to, you know, just trust in God and hold on to God during this process. But, you know, in a sense, this is good news because I say good news even for the people that did this because I just can't imagine their conscience, you know, knowing that they had done this to a 6-year-old boy and the outpouring of love in the community. I mean, is unreal because you know, Orange County is like 50 square miles, you know, so it covers a lot of land, over 3 million people. And, you know, for them, for the most part, to rally around this event and what happened, I think it's you know, at a local level, again, to your point and what you're saying, it's the local people coming together in outrage over this kind of lawlessness. And, you know, I don't know how many more young kids like Aiden have to be sacrificed on the altar of this crazy culture, you know, for the culture to finally just say enough. You know, we're not going to put up with this anymore, you know?
Right, yeah. Exactly.
Well, let's. I want to get back on what we were talking right before we went into break, and you were starting to express just how long it took for you to effect change. Break that down for our audience.
Right. So I, as I said earlier, I decided I needed to be at the local level. So I called one day having no idea what it was like to speak at a county commissioner's meeting or even how they functioned or what a county commissioner even does. I had no idea. So I called in and asked them to pass a resolution. And by the end of the week, I decided, well, since no one else is heading up this cause, I guess it's going to be me. And had recruited some people to call in and then networked with peoplesrights.org and MichiganForVaccineChoice.org. And it took 7 weeks to pass this resolution of us calling, writing emails, and then calling in during the actual meeting because here in Michigan, we're still under a state of emergency and the meetings are not public in person at this time.
Right.
And so seven weeks of work and hard work and motivating people and thanking people and networking, but only 7 weeks.
Was it worth it?
Oh, it was so worth it. It was so worth it. And I can, you know, this whole time I keep thinking to myself, my children, this is their childhood right now, these days.
Right.
And I want it to be as unaffected as possible and to make sure that their future is that they can live in liberty. Mm. And they're watching us right now.
Yes. Right.
They're watching how we're reacting to this tyranny. And it's our obligation to stand up and teach them how to push tyranny back. So we need to step up. Just the average moms and dads step up, network, and with other like-minded people, find each other and do something.
You know, it's so important for me in hearing your story because I often hear from people that, you know, they say, Bill, you know, you talk about the Constitution, we the people, and it's powerful and, you know, so powerful and everything. And I said, yeah, it is. But if you don't exercise we the people, the power of the concept and what our founding fathers had in mind, that we are the kings. That's what this was about. There wasn't going to be a singular king. We weren't to subordinate and to release that responsibility to some elite ruling class. But, you know, the problem is you have that natural inertia. You have that human desire to be a leader. And if you let the ruling class have their way with you and with your lives, hey, they're going to take it over. And this is where we are right now. The ruling class has risen at the expense of those that should be ruling. We've abdicated our responsibility. And this is why our government right now is out of order. So what you have done is you've manifested to our audience and to others that can kind of understand this, that this is what we the people looks like.
Right. Right, exactly. And I think we've just been very complacent because our lives are so incredibly wonderful in America. This is the best country in the world. I've been to 18 countries.
Wow.
This is the best country in the world. And I think the comfort bred complacency. And at this time, we can no longer be complacent. We need to choose one issue. We have a lot of issues coming at us at one time right now in this time. We need to each choose one issue, network with like-minded people, and do the things that need to be done. Write the emails, make the phone calls, show up at the school board meetings or the county commissioner meetings. Speak your mind. If they say that you only have 2 minutes to talk, talk 3 minutes. Mm-hmm. You have the right to petition your government. Do
exactly.
those things.
And make sure your point, as you said, is well targeted. This past weekend, I had a chance to talk with Congressman Andy Biggs out of Arizona. There was a meeting, foundational meeting down in West Palm Beach, Florida. And I had a chance to visit with him, and he was talking about doing once again, this is on the federal level, a contract with America a la Newt Gingrich back in 1999, if you recall.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been calling for this for a long time, that there needed to be the cast of that vision. But, you know, he was talking in a sense that what I felt that he needed to really congeal on is that they needed to know that what made the Republicans successful and Newt Gingrich's leadership so successful was that's what they kept hammering, was that contract with America, that no matter what, because Republicans, just by their nature, are very creative. You know, they always want to come up with a better idea. I think that's fine. You'll go have that discussion back in the caucus. But when you're in public, you've got to be focused on the majority. What are the key points? Like you said, we're getting attacked from all different angles and everything, but consistently, what is being, you know, what's being threatened, I would say number one is our liberty. And we always have to come back to whatever proposal, whatever proposition, whatever expansion of government, whatever you want to do with $6 trillion new dollars of spending, does it add or take away from America's liberty? Does it add or take away from our security? Does it add or take away from our future generations' success and viability? You know, these are some key points that you can focus on and hammer time and time again, so that in your talking points, you're constantly reiterating those key critical points that will allow America and Americans to thrive.
Absolutely. And America thriving is a good thing. We mm-hmm. help a lot of other nations. We ourselves are comfortable, thriving individuals. We're not a collectivist society. Collectively,
right.
we're incredible. Individually
right.
is what makes up our incredible collective. And the other thing that came to mind as you were speaking is liberty is nonpartisan.
Yes.
Liberty is for everyone. And everyone should be banding together and fighting for it. So I have made contacts with people who are very liberty-minded and see how what is happening in the world, but they're more left-leaning than I am.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll work together on a common core. Common core. I used to be a teacher. You know. on a common cause.
Yes.
Liberty is nonpartisan, and liberty has inertia. The more
it does.
We get, the more we're going to be willing to fight for. So everyone, just the average Joe, needs to take on an issue and start working on it.
No, I agree with you 100%, Michelle. Boy, liberty is unifying, and it transcends all these boundaries and this partisanship. It brings us together. This is what E Pluribus Unum is all about. The Unum is our liberty, our God-given liberties being exercised for each other's highest. It is an awesome force that, for all intent and purposes, I believe only exists here in the United States of America. Michelle Mixa has been with us. Thank you, Michelle. Take care.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good.
Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
To the letter.